Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the house. Your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Come on around back, Arizona. We're going to go all the way out to the back 40. It's the first Saturday of the month, 8 o'clock hour, your outdoor living hour of Rosie on the house. And that means we're talking farm fresh commodities. And to do that, we've got spokeswoman Julie Murphy in studio again with us. It's all how we kick off the outdoor living hour every at the first Saturday of every month. I don't know, it was about 4, 5, 6, 7 years now. And
yes,
what we try and do is connect Arizona homeowners with whatever commodity is coming off our farms and ranches in real time. So as they're doing their shopping in the grocery store, they know they're supporting local farmers. They have a better idea of where the food came from, you know, right here in the state. By listening, they get to become familiar with our farmers and ranchers. It's changed my eating. You know, I was looking at all the different things in our refrigerator the other day that have changed. You know, the salsa, we've got the Santa Cruz salsa now.
Yay.
It's just, you know, hopefully Arizona's are taking the same information and changing their lifestyle to support as local as you possibly can.
That is so true. And it's actually my favorite Saturday of the month, hanging out with the Romero family and Romy and your whole crew. I just enjoy it thoroughly.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we always love having you here. And you bring a guest with you, one of the local farmers or ranchers that are support the Farm Bureau's mission, and introduce your guest this morning.
Yes, I'm very excited to introduce Haley Andrus. She's from up north. She's one of our ranchers. In fact, her and her husband, Milo, have Andrus Cattle Company. And the other little caveat that I want to mention about Haley is that she's the president of Apache County Farm Bureau. So, Haley, tell us your story. Tell us the story of about you and your husband getting started here in northern Arizona, raising cattle and kids. You have five girls.
Cattle and kids, for sure.
Yes.
So, yes.
And I got to ask you something first, though. In where y'all are in Apache County, do you catch calf country either 9:30 a.m. or 92?
No. Oh, okay. No.
We have
goals.
A great Flagstaff affiliate. And I just wasn't sure if it reached quite that far out to your ranch.
It might, but I didn't know about it. So
okay.
I will for sure try.
She's busy raising cattle and kids. So tell us about your operation and how you guys got started.
Yes. So we are relatively new to Arizona. We've been here 9 years and we came from Idaho. And so it's a steep learning curve for us from the green fields of Idaho to the rangeland of Arizona. So yeah, we came with the help of Milo's parents and bought a ranch in Apache County. And
beautiful area.
It is. It is. I don't think so in June, but
that's true.
But I don't go back to Idaho in June. It's too painful. But I do. I have grown to really love the rangelands and the mountains of Arizona. So we're happy to be there.
And Milo, your husband, he's also a large animal vet. So did you guys, you're kind of juggling family, cattle, what yes. he does as a profession. Talk about that a little bit too.
Yeah. So previously, so we met in school. He was at Washington State University at vet school and I was there at graduate school. And then he vetted full time in a mixed animal practice in Wyoming and then in Idaho. And we'd always planned to go back to his family's ranch in Idaho. And through a water conflict, they ended up selling part of the ranch and we reinvested down here. And so our roles kind of changed from being veterinarian. Well, not us. My husband's role changed from being a full-time vet to part-time rancher. And now we've flopped that the last 9 years. And we are full-time ranchers and part-time vets.
Wow.
And that's really interesting what you said, a water conflict. You know, Steph has said it before, the current president of the Farm Bureau, that whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And
yes.
You know, who would have thought a water dispute would have relocated you from Idaho to even a more arid desert in Arizona?
Right? Yeah, I don't think in the West you're getting away from water conflict, no matter where you are.
No matter where you are. And the other, you told a story I remember, and I was in the group when you were explaining it. You have a degree in environmental science, but your parents weren't like, Yahoo, do that degree. No. Kind of what happened with that?
Yeah, so I was raised on a small farm and ranch, and we had sheep and cattle and horses. And so I graduated and wanted to go to graduate school, and I met a professor who happened to be in environmental science. I was in education, and so he wanted an educational component to a project he was working on that went over the course of several years, and so he invited me to come. And so, yeah, it was hard on my farmer dad that his daughter would go and be in environmental science. He was so worried about me and that I would come back hugging trees and not horses. And
but you stuck it out, and it's actually ended up being one of the best things for you, because you kind of can speak the language of those that might have more environmental science concerns. And yet you're also in ag production, so...
Yeah, it was fun to be in that space where I was definitely a black sheep, and I was continually explaining agriculture and to all my coworkers and my students that I taught, and it was a voice that hadn't been heard in a Washington State University
right.
in the Department of Environmental Science. So it was really formative for me to learn about their point of view, but also to share ours. And maybe one story will illustrate this. After my last day, I defended my thesis. And if you've ever been in a thesis defense, they're brutal. And so
I've heard.
Yes. And so my professor and I are walking back to our offices, and I'm just kind of completely wore out. And he said to me, I have a question for you. After 2 years, he said, do you consider yourself an environmentalist? And I just laughed so hard, and I said, aren't we all for the environment?
Yes.
And no one more than people that make their living off the land and agriculture. Of course, we are all for the environment. And he laughed and he said, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I love that story.
So what was the thesis?
Really fascinating.
Environment?
Yes. And actually, it was kind of the tension between rural areas and urban areas when we talk about environmental education. So, you know, the science, everybody can agree on. When we get out on the fringes, that's where we get more polarized ideas. If a rancher, especially in Arizona, if he doesn't realize that he's actually just a grass farmer and he's capitalizing on that grass, producing a product that is high protein, high energy for the people of America, then that's when we get environmental concerns. Because really, we're grass farmers. And when we take care of our grass, that takes care of our cows and that takes care of people.
That's so good. So in your production, your cattle company, you're not like retail direct market. You sell through the traditional beef auctions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we are a cow-calf operation. So we have about 600 mama cows. And those, they will produce a calf. We will keep some of those calves as our next group of mama cows. But most of those we will sell, and we actually retain ownership even though they don't stay in Arizona. We're part of Country Natural Beef, which is just a co-op of ranchers. We are GAP 4 certified, which is like the global animal production that sets husbandry standards. And when our beef go into this program, then they are marketed as natural beef, and we retain them all the way until harvest date. Even though they're in feed yards, but to be part of this program, they're not small feed yards. They have to have a maximum, like, free-range chickens.
Free-range counts and a maximum area for them to roam on the range.
Yes. So we sell them at about 600 pounds. We don't sell them. They leave our operation at about 600 pounds, and then they continue on through the process.
And what's
through our
the
partners.
Name of that program?
It's called Country Natural Beef.
Country Natural Beef. That's the co-op.
That's the rancher.
But then
co-op.
Is it their standards, or is there another agency standards for the amount of acreage and?
It's GAP 4 certification. Well, there's different certifications in the GAP, and that's Global Animal Production, and they actually hire a third party auditor. So we are audited every 18 months. On these practices, whether at what age we brand and castrate. That's under a certain age. At what age we wean. They can't be weaned less than 6 months old. And then they look at our books, our records. They come and look at the place, make sure that our facilities are not harmful to the animals. And
they probably have scheduled ones, but they probably have surprise visits too, correct? I mean, auditors typically...
They usually call us.
Okay, okay, but...
When you're going out that remote, you want to make sure someone's home by right. the time you make the effort to make that drive.
Exactly. Right.
And
right.
the standards are so high, it's not like if they call you the day before, you've got, you know, if it's all right. out of whack, you're not going to be able to get it all cleaned up in a day to
exactly.
pass the inspection.
Right, yeah.
And you came from a farm family. Did your family raise cattle at all?
Yes. So, okay. and my family actually still does a direct market.
Okay. Okay. So you're very familiar with it. And for our listeners, you know, you're part of that group of ranchers here in Arizona that raises enough beef to feed 8 million Americans. And if we can't buy it directly from you, we can at fillyourplate.org. You can search for beef and up will pop 50 different beef producers.
50 beef producers here in Arizona.
In Arizona, correct.
Wonderful. And, Haley, the name of your cattle company again?
Andrus Cattle Company.
Andrus Cattle Company. Y'all operate out of Apache County. Anybody not familiar with Arizona, that's the county that contains the four corners. You're in the northeast side of the state, south north of I-40, I'm guessing?
No,
you're
just
south. Just south of I-40. Mm-hmm. So you're the very, very bottom of Apache.
No. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Apache's long.
We have big counties out here. That is true. It's Rosie on the House. We'll be back with Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau and Haley Andrus of Andrus Cattle Company.